You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First person to get through today was Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
What are you doing today? Anything fun and interesting?
You know, I'm running some errands this morning. I just pulled into the post office.
What are you mailing?
Returns.
Oh, yeah.
I got a jersey for my son. It was too small, so I have to return it.
That's funny. That happened to... We got a jersey for my son, and it was, like, way too big. It was a youth...
You two should just
youth
swap.
Large, and it came, and it's like, it would fit me. It would be sloppy on me. And it was a Nuggets jersey, and we had to return it, like, 2 months ago, and they're still not back in stock.
Lindsay, what jersey are you returning?
Well, my mother-in-law got my son the wrong team. So he's a Broncos fan, and she got him a Washington jersey, which is my husband's team. So,
oh, bit of a mix-up there.
Well, her heart was in the right place. She just gets all the men in your life confused.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I own a catering and meal delivery company.
Oh, that's nice. What's your specialty? What's your go-to?
We gravitate a lot towards Italian and Mediterranean flavors, but our menu changes every 2 weeks. So
well, you could deliver some lasagna to us. I mean, I wouldn't complain.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't have your mother-in-law do it. She'll probably bring ziti instead. She'll show up with enchiladas.
She'll show up with a cheeseburger.
Yeah, she's the worst. Well, you ready to play?
Let's play the game.
I'm ready.
All righty.
A letter that you have is the letter T as in Tom. T as in terrific. 10 seconds. We need 5 cities or towns that begin with the letter T. They can be anywhere in the world. We don't care. 5 cities or towns that begin with T. Ready and go.
Tampa, Toronto, Texarkana.
Yep.
The Tempe.
Time is up. Give me a Thornton. Give me a Thornton in there.
Thornton, where they eat their dead.
Darn it.
Tallahassee, Taos.
And many, many more.
There's so many.
So many.
You know what? We enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a great day, Lindsay, okay?
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good luck with your errands today. Here comes Jen. Hi, Jen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
What's on the docket for you today? Work, errands, kids? What are you doing?
I'm just sitting in the parking lot at work waiting to go in.
You don't have to go in. We'll keep you for a while so you don't have
Call
to go in.
Call in sick today. Go do
that
something fun.
Good.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, no, you better go in.
Yeah.
I know, right? I do have to go in.
You
it's not
go
okay,
in.
Though.
Were you supposed to be in there at 9?
9:15, 9:30.
Eh, whenever. They'll be fine.
You know.
The patients aren't going anywhere. They're just laying there.
Good news is, I promise, I don't work in a hospital. It's a clinic, so it's okay.
You got nothing but time.
You just got people who are sneezing and coughing on you all day.
Just throat cultures.
Exactly.
How often do you get sick?
Honestly, before I started in this field, I never got sick. But then since I started, at least, once every couple months.
Yeah, I figured.
I've had COVID like 3 times. I've had the flu like 3 times in a year. It's crazy.
Man. You've got strong, thick blood now, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Knock on wood, I haven't been sick this year. So
that's good.
You'll be fine. Try to get through the rest of the year.
Exactly. That's my hope.
Well, let's play some rattle off. You want to give it a shot?
Absolutely. I'm trying to win these tickets as a gift to my almost husband. We get married on August 24th, and our favorite band and our wedding song is OAR.
Oh, look at this.
No kidding.
If you don't win these, your marriage is going to fail, so I hope you get it.
Yikes. What song is your song?
All Because of You. By OAR.
Oh, how cute.
Album.
Are you going to play that at your wedding?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
That's our first dance. Yeah.
Aw.
Where did you meet this guy?
In college. We're both from Western New York, so we went to Damon College together. It's a small...
Yeah, but I mean, like a class thing? Were you out drinking beers? How'd you meet him?
Oh, lunchroom. He came and sat down at our lunch table.
Well, there you go.
Three guys with him and three girls with us, and he sat down. It was the first day of college.
Offered you a little sip out of his small carton of milk, and the rest is history.
Exactly. Yep,
that's
there you
adorable.
Go.
What a beautiful story that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You shared a chicky nuggy.
Yeah, so exactly.
What's the worst thing about him that gets on your nerves like crazy?
Oh, God.
There's got to be something.
Don't say nothing.
There's got to be something.
We're not going to believe you if you say nothing. There's got to be one thing, like underwear on the floor.
That just kind of gets at you.
Dishes in the sink. What's the story?
That's actually exactly what I was going to say, is clothes next to the hamper and not in the hamper.
Yeah, we're all guilty of it. I do it.
Uh-huh.
All?
I know.
Yeah, it's because you go to make the shot, you know, and then it falls short, and you're like, I'll just leave it.
Yeah, forget it. I'll get it next time.
I'll get it when we do laundry. Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Or I usually say, Nicole will get that.
Exactly.
So he's saying, Jen will pick those up. Exactly. Jen will get my underpants.
And I do.
Yeah.
What do you think gets on his nerves about you?
I don't like doing dishes. I hate doing dishes.
Do you?
So he's the one that has to pick up that slack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I know he wished I would help him with it, but no.
Not going
to
happen.
If we were to talk to him, do you honestly think that would be the thing he would bring up about you that gets on his nerves?
I do think so. We talk about that often.
You get on each other's nerves.
You're still like in the lovey-dovey phase, though. Like, you truly don't have anything that you hate about him yet. Yeah. It's coming.
I mean, we have been together for 10 years. I know that's not that long, but...
Yeah. That's a long time.
It is a long... Well, yeah, that is a long time.
Why'd you wait 10 years to get married?
Life. It took me 6 years to get through school. Then we moved from Western New York to Colorado. Then the pandemic hit. We've been engaged for 4 years.
What's the hurry?
Yeah,
exactly.
That's fine.
What's the hurry?
That's right.
So are you in your early 30s or something?
I'm about to be 30.
Okay.
I just turned 29 in June.
Okay.
Yeah. All right,
good.
Getting old.
What brought you to Colorado?
Have you ever been to Buffalo? It's terrible.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, the mountains, the scenery, just everything else out here.
Well,
you can only go to Niagara Falls so many times, right?
Exactly, and I've probably been 29 times once a year.
Yeah,
that's great. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Note to everyone who's on hold, Lacey, Tina, and Dana, do not hang up because we still want to talk to you. Even if Jen gets it, don't hang up.
Let's hope.
Don't choke on this because this is really easy if you take a step back and think about it, but you might like overthink. Let me hear you take a deep breath. 10 seconds. 5 famous female singers. 5 famous female singers. Ready and go.
Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Kesha, Celine Dion, Shania Twain.
Done and done.
And there you have it. You're a winner!
Winner! Everybody else, don't hang up. Don't hang up.
You actually get to take your honey to see OAR.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh my goodness, this is the best day ever.
He is going to owe you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's going to be doing dishes for the next 10 years.
Yep. Let's he go. Needs to start now putting his undies in the hamper just because of this.
Absolutely.
Yep. You tell him.
Oh, thank you, guys. You just made my day.
Well, that's what we try to do. And when we come into work, that's what we're trying to do is make your day.
We're like, man, I hope Jen calls so we can make her day today.
Mission accomplished.
You boys are the best.
Jen, save that audio.
It was so nice meeting you.
Listen, please hold on. Josh is going to tell you about those tickets. But listen, pay very close attention to everything he tells you about them, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Bye.
We have the greatest listeners of all time.
She's really swell, isn't she?
Here's Lacey. Lacey, are you as cool as Jen?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's what I like to hear. Good for you. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I'm at work.
You're at work.
So not really.
What kind of? I don't know. It could be a fun job. Jeremy and I will decide. What is it?
Well, she said she was a nurse. So what kind of nursing do you do?
Didn't hear that.
It's all right.
Well, I work at a clinic as well.
Okay.
But
what's with all these clinic nurses calling in today?
Well, I've been a nurse for a long time, so I had to switch it up.
Do you ever see anything really gross come through the door? You're like, oh, God.
Sometimes.
Like heavy bleeding, like somebody cut their finger off or something? Yeah, like you lopped a finger off or something.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It gets nasty. Hmm.
Yeah, that's gross. You're like, get the mop.
I got to the point where I learned not to ask my daughter-in-law about that stuff because she revels in talking about it.
See, and I mean, love hearing about what goes on.
But after a while, I've just learned, no, I'm just going to, too many stories are too foul.
Too cringy?
Yeah. Some stories are really foul, and Lacey probably will back me up on that.
Do you have a cringy story?
Just like, ugh.
Lacey, tell us a cringy story.
I don't have any cringy
really?
Stories.
Really?
Oh, well, I'll
like nothing sucking an eye or something?
No.
Lame.
No.
No.
You're no fun.
Nothing interesting happens here. I mean, I do detox and prior authorizations and...
God, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. What a boring
gig.
What do you do for fun? Do you have a hobby or anything?
No. Not
much. No hobby and a boring job.
You are cracking me up.
Do you have a lover?
I'm married.
Oh, so you're boring.
It's not
marriage
the same
too,
thing,
huh?
Right? She noticed that she didn't
yeah,
say
she's
yes.
Like, no,
she
I'm
goes,
married.
I'm married.
I have no hobbies and a boring job.
That's
I don't have
why
a lover.
I was trying to win the ticket.
Got some guy who just hangs around. Where did you? Or is it, are you married to a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you meet him?
At the bus station.
At the bus station.
Love that story.
Tell us how that played out.
I was coming back from donating plasma, and our bus broke down, so we had to switch to a different bus.
Look at that. That's a
and
beautiful story,
smelled
actually.
Really good.
And his cologne smelled good?
Yeah.
What was the name of it? Yeah. Do you remember?
Jupe.
Oh, Jupe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jupe.
Dupe.
Does he still wear that just for you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I got him some better ones, though.
Did you? You like a smelly, good-smelling guy, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the winery here in Denver that I love so much, Bonacquisti Wines, I highly recommend them. Paul and Judy run that, and they met at an RTD stop also. I don't know if it was a bus or light rail, but they were waiting to take one of those, and they were standing there talking at an RTD station. I think it might have been light rail. And now they've been married for years and years and years, a couple of wonderful kids. And I'm telling you, man, there's love to be found at the bus station, Lacey.
Yep, there
if the
is.
Bus is a-rockin'.
We've been married 10 years now.
Are you?
See?
Well, I'm going to ask you the same question. What's the one thing that just drives you nuts about him? It just gets on your nerves.
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
His snoring.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I meant. I've been meaning to do, Jeremy. I was going to text you.
Yeah.
I heard you one day say that your wife has the silent night.
Yes, she does.
Does it work?
Well, I will tell you that Knickknack had to sleep in a different room last night because her silent night guard broke a couple weeks ago. And I have not been sleeping at all because it has broke.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to bed at like 7 o'clock last night. I was like, you need to let me sleep because I am not sleeping because you're snoring so much. So, yes, it does.
It
so
does
ask
work
your dentist
when
about
it's not
it.
Broken.
When it's not broken. It's the Silent Night is the brand, and yeah, it's a light. It's a game changer if you got a spouse that snores.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I will tell you, Lacey, just then, from my perspective, the game changer is separate rooms.
Yeah, I've heard you say that.
Total game changer, man. Life is different.
He can fart all he wants.
It's just,
right?
It's just wonder you guys can go to bed at different times. You can wake up at different times. There's no tossing and turning. There's no snoring. There's no nightmares. It's just pleasant.
I have no bracket for your husband's farting problem, though. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Right?
There's no silent anus.
Those, they have those toot control under, what are they called? The ones that are made, got charcoal inserts or whatever. There's a name for them. Is it toot control underwear?
Toot trapper, maybe?
That might be it.
Toot trapper.
So maybe we do have a solution
for
you.
Get those for your hubby.
Or just
I'll have to find
changes
for my daughter too. Then
you got a house full
of
farters, don't you?
You got a gaseous household.
I'm never coming to your house. It
Maybe
smells.
It's the diet. What are you guys eating?
No, it's just my husband and my daughter.
Okay. It's hereditary.
Because you don't fart ever, do you, Lacey?
What are you talking
about? Oh, the daughter just walked in. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What's your daughter's name?
Ariel.
Ariel.
So now all of Denver and around the world, people listening to our show know that Ariel is two.
And Ariel's friends. How old is Ariel?
About to be 16.
Oh, that's embarrassing perfect. For her, huh? She is now undateable because she farts so much. So awkward for her.
You said it, not us, Lacey. So.
She's still there.
Yep.
Yeah, she's
put
mad.
Her on the phone.
She's giving
mad.
Me the eye.
No, she
just
might.
Give her the phone.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
Hello?
Ariel, your mom is telling us that you pass gas a lot. Is that true?
Maybe.
Yeah? Why are you doing that so much?
Is it
she keeps ordering Taco Bell for dinner.
Okay,
I knew
there
it was
it
the
is.
Diet. I knew it was.
Well, shoot.
Do your friends know that you fart a lot, or
all my close friends?
They know you.
Oh,
they're like, well, Ariel's here.
Need to air out Ariel. This is what we need to do.
All right, put your mom back on the phone.
Yeah, put your mom back on the phone. So,
all right.
Listen, I don't know what this experience was like for you, Lacey, but we had a hell of a time. So thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right,
you
Lacey.
Have a good day.
See you later.
You have a great day. Thank you for being on the show and entertaining your boys in the morning.